Seriously? I told you to stop. Last time, I said you should stop. No more self-deprecating. No more being mean to yourself. I said stop. Have you been talking shit about yourself just to make me come out? Because that's actually mean to me. Okay? It's not going to happen, you know? Well, yeah, I know I said I was going to show myself, but I'm self-conscious, okay? I don't feel comfortable doing it. I don't know you. Or I do, but I don't. I don't know. But I told you to stop being mean to yourself and you're still doing it? What's up with that? I thought I gave you some confidence. Just a teeny tiny bit and you're still doing it? I thought I was doing a good thing. And I don't like that you're being mean to yourself. Can you please stop? It's making me feel uncomfortable too. I don't get it, why humans have to be so mean to themselves. Sure, I'm self-conscious, but I don't talk down to myself like that. It doesn't help in any way or fashion, but you're still doing it? I don't know the words to make you stop. I don't know how to make you feel better, but I just want to tell you that saying those mean things to yourself, that's not going to make anything change. That's just going to make you feel worse. I know it makes you feel worse because I've heard you cry. And that hurts me. A lot. 'Cause on one hand, I wanna help you, maybe hold you and make you feel better. But on the other hand, I'm not really supposed to come out from under the bed. And if the others find out I did, then I would lose my job. But I want to help, so at least this is a middle ground, right? Just something I can do. Can talk to you. And I don't feel right about you shitting on yourself. I don't mean literally. Hopefully you don't do that in bed. 'Cause that's disgusting. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself here. You're not allowed to do all the things that you do. You're not allowed to be mean to yourself and talk. It's not going to help in any way or fashion. You know? I know I'm just the monster underneath your bed, but even I have feelings. And it hurts so much the things you say. And I just want to say that no, you're not worthless, okay? You were never worthless. And if anyone says that, I will have a talk with the monster underneath their bed and make them have nightmares. No, we can't cause nightmares, but we can try, I guess. I want to do something for you, even though I don't know if that would even help in it. I don't know. In any state or fashion. I'm just frustrated because you're an awesome person. You're human. You make mistakes. And I don't know how to help you deal with that. I wish I could. So I'll just pop by every now and then and give you a pep talk? Maybe. I'm not allowed to do this. I'm not allowed to talk to you. I'm not allowed to do anything, but I want to help. It's complicated. So, I wanted to tell you that no, you're not worthless. You are lovable. You're not forgettable. You're not too clingy. You're just a person with person needs, and that's okay. It really is. Every person needs love. Every person needs to have someone tell them to them from time to time, because you all seem to forget. And I don't like it. I can do nothing about it, but I can say it. So stop, please. It hurts when you say all that. And it makes you feel even worse. And I know that even if you don't say it, you feel it and think it, but I don't know, letting it out in the open can help, I guess. I'm not a therapist. I don't know. But I want you to know that someone does care about you, okay? And things will turn out okay in the end. Life is kind of like, I've heard the term roller coaster. I've seen pictures, the things that go up and down and stuff. Maybe it's like riding one of those, just blindfolded. Because you can't see what happens next. No one knows what happens next. And it's a surprise, no matter what. Maybe that's a stupid analogy. I don't know, I live under a bed. But you are worth something. Okay? You do have meaning to other people. And even though it doesn't feel like that, you do. And sure, I have no way to prove that. But I care. At least. If you feel that alone, at least I'm here. Well, you can't see me because I'm not allowed. You know what I'm saying, right? Maybe. I don't know. Do you need me to, like, talk to you until you fall asleep? I know my voice is kind of weird and stuff. But if it makes you more comfortable and less alone, I guess at least I can do that. For you? If it makes you comfortable, that is. I'm not trying to overstep any kind of boundaries because I'm kind of breaking the rules by just saying anything. But at least they can't fire me for this. Yeah, I have a set of lists and rules and stuff before we're really allowed. Like, in the beginning, we're just monsters for infants. And just to say the least, they don't really care. Most of the time. They mostly just look at us and sometimes laugh. Because when you're that small, we're allowed to pop up just to give you a little scare. But babies aren't scared. No. I'm terrified of them. Mm-hmm. With all the drooling and stuff. They're kind of cute. But I'd rather face a dust bunny than go back to being underneath the bed of anything that teeny tiny. Okay? So, what do you want to talk about? I can stay, at least for a little while. Okay, I'm there all the time, but I can talk for a little while, okay? So, speak, human. Show me the ways of the human race. That sounds weird. Just go with it, okay? I'm here.